From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. And let's get to Ferguson, Missouri, where a grand jury convenes today to hear evidence on the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by police officer Darren Wilson and to decide whether Wilson will face charges for Brown's death.
Also today, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is in Ferguson to meet with the FBI and other officials carrying out an independent investigation of the shooting death, which, as we know, has sparked more than a week of confrontations between protesters and police. Demonstrations last night ended with 47 arrests, but were less violent than previous nights, prompting Missouri State Police Captain Ronald Johnson to hold a 2:30 a.m. press conference where he told crowds that there has been, quote, a turning point made. Washington Post national reporter Chico Harlan is in Ferguson and joins us now. And Chico, have things calmed down there?
I think that would be a pretty risky thing to hang your hat on. Last night, things were a little bit calmer. For the first time in at least a couple days, tear gas wasn't deployed by any of the officials, any of the policemen on site. However, things have sort of followed no pattern night to night. Some nights have been really chaotic, almost like, you know, a scaled-back urban warfare. And last night was, at times, quite relaxed, you know, maybe the scene you'd see at a 4th of July party. And until midnight, that was the vibe. Then cops raced in. It was tense for an hour or two. But not on the scale we'd seen. Maybe that's a turn for the better, but I think for now that's a narrative you can't quite say until you see a few more nights of that kind of behavior.
Well, is there a sense that Eric Holder's visit today is going to calm things down, is going to help in Ferguson?
I think it's really hard to say. I've been talking to a lot of people on the streets in Ferguson. None of them mentioned Eric Holder's visit as being something that they seem to be watching. Their eyes seem to be a lot more directly on how the county is going to be handling the prosecution of this case.
And what about this issue of the prosecutor, the local county prosecutor, whose name is Robert McCullough? His father was a white police officer who was shot and killed in the line of duty by a black man. And a lot of people are saying he should recuse himself. The governor has come out and said no. He's not going to ask that this prosecutor step down, but tell us more about how people are feeling about that.
Yeah, it's a very central dilemma in what we're seeing here. You know, you summed up his background pretty well, and activists believe he should not be involved in anything involving potential prosecution of a member or members of the police department, that he is biased. I believe even now his wife works in the St. Louis Police Department. So it raises a lot of questions. As Jay Nixon, the governor of Missouri, has been saying, well, you know, you have to understand that he's also an elected official, and this would raise a potentially troubling precedent if we remove him just because we feel like he's going to be biased. But yes, I think that the majority sentiment in St. Louis, at least among the people that I have been meeting with, strongly believe that he should be removed from the case, or he should make that decision to recuse himself on his own.
Chico Harlan, a Washington Post national reporter, joining us from Ferguson, Missouri. Chico, thank you.
Thank you very much.